Thank you for joining me on the Your Daily Prayer podcast. My name is Rachel Wojo of the Untangling Life podcast, and today I will be sharing with you a prayer for peace in the storm. I'll never forget the day our family buried my mom. I remember wishing that the overcast sky would better reflect my emotions if it were rolling with fierce clouds and flashes of lightning. The thought seemed strange at the time. Not many people wish for storms. No, we typically choose to avoid them at all costs. But that day, the world had spiraled out of my control, and I could do nothing to change it. While the emotional storm raged on without my consent, my heart also felt unexplainable peace. Faith was at the helm. If you're facing a storm right now, a hurricane, tornado, or a life-changing event, then I know your world is spinning. While it's hard to stay present amid anxiety and worry, when things seem out of control, remember, God is always in control. He is with you wherever you are, and His peace passes all understanding. I've learned to turn to His promises in prayer when storms threaten. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Can we pause and pray together? Father, I need you. I need your spirit to fill me with peace. There is nothing that I can do today. Physically, I am exhausted. Mentally, I am depleted. Emotionally, I am overwhelmed. But you are ever present, never changing, always offering peace. It is you who keeps me, you who sustains me, you who holds me in your hand, never letting go. It's amazing how one verse of scripture I've read 100 times comes alive again in the presence of the Holy Spirit. When I meditate on each word, thoughts of peace begin to overtake my thoughts of chaos. Will you join me in prayer again? God, it is your peace that is perfect. It's not something I can create by lighting a candle. It's not something I can generate through reconciling differences or exercising more restraint. Your peace knows no boundaries. It has no limitations. There is no divide so large that it cannot span. There's no wall so vast that it cannot break down. Your peace is all-powerful, all-consuming, and all-encompassing. It is perfect, and I can't wrap my mind around it entirely, but I'm so thankful for it. God's word is true, living, and active. What applied to the prophet Isaiah still applies to us today. Isaiah knew that fixing his mind on God's incredible strength would saturate his heart and flood it with peace. Isaiah 26 is a powerful song of praise that declares the peacekeeping authority of Almighty God. When the people of Israel chose to fix their minds and hearts on God's will and plan for them, then peace permeated the land. Let's pray together to apply that today. Heavenly Father, would you shift my eyes from the storm to your strength? When I feel like I can't handle any more turmoil, focus my perspective on your sovereign grace. Channel my reflections to your promises of mercy. Steady my thought stream and cause it to flow with your abundant supernatural peace. I won't claim to be an expert on trusting God through all circumstances, but at the end of long days, I don't know any other way except to whisper to God to help me trust him more. Through many years, a terminal diagnosis hovered in my home. My daughter suffered from a neurologically degenerative disease, and the hands of time appeared to tick off more quickly for her than for the rest of us. Eventually, God took her home to be with him. It's easy for the storm to threaten to steal our family's peace. Thankfully, my peace doesn't rely on our abilities or circumstances or situation, or whether my daughter is alive on earth or in heaven. The peace of God transcends over every circumstance, mine or yours, no matter how big or small, and it all comes from him. When we can't feel his peace, it doesn't mean it's not there. It simply means it's time to ask for help. key is always available. Let's make this our prayer. God, I trust you to provide supernatural peace beyond what I can understand. I trust you to be the one who is in control of all things, the one who loves us beyond our capability to comprehend, the one who listens to all our distress cries and distraught prayers, the one who supplies perfect peace through the fiercest storms. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode has been a source of encouragement and inspiration for you. As a way of saying thank you, I want to invite you to enjoy a free resource, this When You Can't Pray prayer guide. This guide will help you release the frustration of not having words to pray, embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit, and engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, He hears you, and He knows your need. You'll find this resource in the episode description or at rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. I'm Rachel Wojo, and thank you for listening in today.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.